been a report out recently by Antasca, the National Trust for Ireland, and some of their recommendations that they're making to the department is that rural areas, that there should be no single dwelling houses built in rural areas, that they should be concentrated more in towns and villages rather than single-story, single dwellings in rural Ireland. And that would be detrimental for Ireland, for rural Ireland, for our schools, for our post offices, for our community centres, for our football clubs. And I mean, at the moment, Barry, I have great fears of where our country is going in relation to rural Ireland.
So as far as you're concerned, this report is only going to widen the gap between rural and urban areas?
Certainly going to widen the gap between rural and urban areas. And I mean, it's clear to see that there's a widening gap arising there at the minute over the last number of years between urban areas and rural areas, and that gap is getting wider. And I think we have to stand up and be strong on this, and especially from such a peripheral rural county like Donegal. We are going to be the losers here. Donegal is going to lose out. The likes of Inishowen is going to lose out. And I think we have to be very strong on this. And you can see even from the leader funding that was released this week, like the last programme was 24.5 million. This programme's 13 million. That's a 50% cut. And that is detrimental to rural communities, because that's where most of that money goes. It's in projects in rural areas. And it's a real, real serious situation at the minute, Barry.
So what do rural communities have to do? Like, it's no secret. We see documentaries and TV about the widening gap between rural and urban areas. We see many reports in newspapers, on radio stations. It's no secret. So what do rural communities have to do here?
I think rural communities and community groups and us as public reps have to start putting serious pressure on the government to take a look at what they're doing, and take a look at how their programme for government is seriously, seriously detrimental towards rural Ireland. And I think we have to put pressure on them, and at every chance we get, to get on to our local TDs and our local, get on to the government to do what we can to promote rural Ireland again, because rural Ireland is the heartbeat of Ireland. And if we start taking things away from rural Ireland, it's a knock-on effect. Our schools is going to lose out. Our post office, as I say, is going to lose out. We've already had a number of Garda stations lost. Where's it going to end, Barry? There will be no rural Ireland in another 5 or 10 years' time if we keep on going the way we're going at the minute.